Weiter in Shas for Menachos Daf Pei Ches. Picking up on Pei Zama Beis Bada Bama to Pei Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok Tei Liga Mishnah. Ay, 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 Sheva Midos. Shalachai Mikdash. There are seven types of measuring for liquids in the Bismillah. Try to think about it like measuring cups. So there are seven types. Hin, V'chatzi Hin. Shlish is a Hin, Revis Hin, Revis a Hin. Lug. Chatzi log or vias log. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer by Rabbi Sadduk. Omer. Shinasos hayubahin. There were markings in the hin, the measurements. Ad kan lapar. Markings would indicate that the measure has to be filled until here for the mechazachasim that comes along with the par. Ad kan lael until this part for the ram ad kan the keves. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Lo hayu sham hin. In the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have a hin at all. V'chi mea haya hin mishamish. What will you use a hin for? Yeah, Rashi says that they need it for the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the olive oil for the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil. Ela mida yisera shalug mechsa hayu sham. There was an additional measure of a lug and a half in the Beis Hamikdash. Shaba hayu modid laminchas. Kohen Gadol. Look at Mechsav Aboker. Look at Mechsav in the morning. Look at Mechsav in the environment. Look at half in the afternoon. Tanei Rabbanan. Shev Midas Shalach Hayub and Mikdash. Revius Lug. Merchatzi Lug. Velug. Revius Ahin. Oshiz Ahin. Vechatzi Ahin. Vehin. Divya Yudah. Emel Yermeir Omer. Hin Vechatzi Ahin. Oshiz Ahin. Revius Ahin. Velug Chatzi. Velug. Vechatzi Lug. Revius Lug. Emel agrees with Divya Yudah about the size of the liquids in the Beis Hamikdash, but he says them the opposite way. Shimon Omer lo yosham hin. There was no hin at all. V'chimei yom mishamish. What would it be hin mishamish? What was it used for? Beep, turn the page. Peches amar aleph. So since we don't have, because there's no reason for it, beep, turn the page. Peches. It's me abri tachtav. What measure we're going to put in its place? Alamidi yisera shal lugu mechsa yisasham. There was another measure. Have a lugu mechsa in the Beis Hamikdash. Shaboy yamode lechavite kohen gadol. Lugu mechsa baboker. Look, Mechsa Bein Arbaim. Amri Lug, Chama Sidra Shimon, Chatzi Lug Ha Yisasham. It was half a Lug. That's for the Shai, but Chatzi Lug. It's possible to measure the Lug and a half of oil for the Chavitin using a half a Lug one. You don't have to have a Lug and a half measure. Amri Lug, Shavu Shimon says back to them, Afla Divreichem, even according to your view, Chatzi Lug, Lo Yase, should not even have to do a Chatzi Lug. Avias Hashem because they're Avias, you just double up on it. Efshel the Shabi Avias, and you can use that to measure it. Elzer Klalo Yibam Mikdash, Kalisha Mishamish Midazu, Ena Mishamish the Cheres. You use a proper thing for its proper size, and that's it. My Ika Bain, Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. They both have the seven lists. They just go in different orders. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Beirutzu Midas Sigmen. The difference to them is the overbrim of the measures, like the amount that goes above the rim's vessel. The rim of the vessel. Laman Damer Mimata Lamala, according to one who says, a list from the smallest to the largest, Kasavar Beirutzu Amidos, Kiskacha. That is the overbrim of the measures. They're Makdash. Ravias Yaev Le Rachmana Moshe. According to them, that Shem gave Moshe a quarter lug measure. The but they have the overbrim. The goes the opposite way from America. So Rutsi meets alone in Scottish. The Rutsis are not in Scottish. The Hin Yayiv Le Rachmana Lamoshe. The Hin Yayiv Le Rachmana Lamoshe. Hashem gave this hint to Moshe Rabbeinu measurement for Amalei Sha'er Baha de Karnafke Beirutzin. To evaluate the other ones using this hint so that its overbrim will fall and be excluded from part of those measures. Abaye Yamar de Kuli Amar, when says Beirutzin, me the Sikil Amimbin the Skachu. You could say that the overbrim of the measures was Muktash. Vikil Amar Lon Skachu. You could also say that it would not be good. They're not arguing about this. They're arguing with the filled part. But it says, Shnei Meleim Solus Blus Bashem Lamincha. Mandam Lamal Lamata, or Meir, goes from up to top to bottom. Kav Savar Meleim Shalo Yechasev Shalo Yose. He knows that when it says filled is mashma, that one cannot diminish or add to the amount that the Kli would have when filled up. It's got to be exact where it is, not more, not less. To get this, the hin has to be used as a base of all the measurements. The opposite direction, that filled up, you can't be mechaser for the amount contained that's in it. Aval yoser meleim, you can do more. Kareem ve. If he adds to it and it's overflowing, it's still call it filled. That's going to be good. Yamar mar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo yasham him. There wasn't a hin. So why would you need it all together? Shapik amar lo Rabbi Shimon Rabban is saying a good point over here. Why do they count the hin as part of it? Rabbanan have a hin David Moshe l'shemen mishcha. There was the, they would say back that there was the hin that Moshe Rabbeinu used, made for the shemen mishcha. The chsev, the shemen zayis hin. An olive oil, a hin. Marsav Rabbi Shimon says, that kevin de l'doros lo avitzarech, since the hymn wasn't needed for the generations in the future, Fishahu Davdi Vingnis, Moshe used it for that time, and then it was hidden away. Vidach came into Hava Hava. And the other one, Rabbi Huda Meir, they say that since there was a hymn, there was one, and therefore it was there in the Bais HaMikdash, even though it wasn't going to be used. Amara Mar, the S Mi Avitachtav, which one are we bringing in this place? Lo Sayyid Lumail. Would it be not enough if another measure were not brought in its place? Like, don't bring another one. Only have six. What's the problem? Gedamra Vina Gemir Shtei Smichas Vitzibur. The Chachamim learned, as tradition handing down from Har Sinai, that there's no more than two situations where Smicha is necessary for a communal Tzibur. Hachanami Gemir, the Sheva Midos Lo Shalach Hayu Mikdos. They had a tradition that there are seven. Rabbi Elazar Tzedek Omer, Shinasos Hayabahin. There were incremental markings in the hin measurement. Veleis lei sheva midos, but doesn't he have the thing that says that there are seven? We're now coming against that of Rabbi Elazar of Sadek, that the hin was the only measuring kli ever in the Bais HaMikdash. Lastly, he doesn't have the tradition. In his view, there was a hin measure alone. It means seven distinct measurements of liquid that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, but separate kelim vessels weren't necessary. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah. Revius mehoisa mishameshes. What function did the revius? Is a quarter lug. What's that used for? Revius maim l'mitzora. That was given for the mitzora during the process of when you become tower. Revius shemen l'nazir, and have a shemen for a nazir when you finish. Chatzi lug ma'im l'mashamish, what's that used for? Chatzi lug ma'im l'sota is given for the sota. V'chatzi lug shemen l'toda. Uba lug ha'yamodi l'chol ha'menachos, who measure all the menachos. The oil for all the menachos. Afilu mincha shel shisha mitzaron. Of flour. Nosen la shishim lug, you give 60 lug of oil. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Afilu mincha shel shisha misaron ein la ela lug. Even a mincha of 60 sarons of flour is no more than one, than it's one lug. Mm-hmm. As the pasuk says, the mincha v'lug shaman. This is by the mitzvah that doesn't have any money. And one, it says, in one isaron of fine flour mixed with oil for a mincha and a lug of oil. Shisha lapar, you have this six lug. This kli of six lugin was the half hin measure, was used for the mincha. And the Nesach that came along with the par, the arba le'ayil, and four lugin for the Nesachim that came along with a ayil, for a ram, which shlosha le'keves, and three for a lamb. Shlosha le'mechsel le'menorah, 3.5 lug was used for the menorah, for the lamps, and chatzi for the lighting of the licht, and chatzi lug le'choner, half a lug for each one of the lamps. Yosef Rebbe v'kakashi lisa, and he asked a fine question. Revius lama nimshecha. Why was a quarter lug being, why was it anointed? E mitzora, if you want to say that it was anointed, you want it to be marked as the water used for the, when you would purify the mitzora, beep, turn the page, bechasam beis, chutz hu, why, but that was done, chutz outside of the Azara, and there's no need to be maxis water over there. If you eat Nazir, if you're saying something for the Nazir, the oil for the loaves of a Nazir, lechem Nazir b'shchitas ayil hu dekadosh. The Nazir's bread is mekudosh only with the shechting of the ram and not any earlier. And so why was it that it was had to be anointed? The lechem of the Nazir became mukdash when the shlamim which came along with it, was shechted and not before. So it would be pointless to be makdish the oil and the klisharis, because the loaves, even after they were baked, were not mekudosh and don't acquire kedusha until the shechita of the animal actually takes place. So Amar Le Rav Chiya, Shebahia Modid Lechavite Kohen Gadol. The quarter log, what was it used for? They would measure with it the oil for the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Revias Shemin Lechol Chala V'chala, a quarter log of oil for each, what, for each loaf. Kariyale. So when Rebbe heard this, he said, he brought the following pasuk because he showed that he liked this. Me'eretz Merchak Ishatzasi. From a distant land, the man of my counsel. Chatzilug me'em ha'shamish. What is a chatzilug? What is it used for? They would measure half a lug of water for a sultan, half a lug of oil for the toda. Yasev Rebbe v'kakashil. He said he has a caution. Chatzilug lama nimshach. Why was the chatzilug? What was that? Nimshach. Why did they put the Shemana Mishcha on it? Why was it anointed? Isota, if you want to say it was done for the sota, then the chichulin dehutz the svichel kedushay. The sota water, chulin, would have to be mekudosh. Ma'im kedushim ksif. It says about it, and the kohen shall take holy water. It's water's in the kir. So this water is already mekudosh and doesn't have to be mekudosh more. Itoda, and if you're talking about that the half a lug was anointed for the kedusha of the oil for the toda, lach metoda b'shchit desoda the kachir. It's a shchit desoda does it, not before that. So then, why was a half lug? Why was it anointed with oil? Alalei Rav Shimon v'Rebbe shabohayim mechalek chatzi lug shemen l'chol ner v'ner. It was anointed for the be mechalek a half a lug of shemen for every ner that's in the menorah. So Amar Lo, says Rabbi Shimon, Ner Yisrael kach haya. That he's calling him the Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel. Someone who's enlightening the eyes. Very good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi, Ner Shekosva, the ner of the menorah that went out too early. It went out. It was kabui. It's extinguished. In the middle of the night, or before it became, the morning, the dashin hashemen, the dashna psila, the oil, and the oil in it became filled with ashes from this wick, or the wick itself turned to ash. Kizot, so what do? Metiva v'nosim b'shemen u'madlika. It cleans up the lamp, put in a new oil in it, and then you light it again. Yashver b'zuk of the kumim b'yile, kishu nosin b'shemen, when you put new oil into it, a lamp that went out, kemida b'shono, kemok shechasa, only what was left over, or like a brand new amount, like it would be fresh. Obviously, do like originally. How are you going to know how much was actually chaser? Say, okay, you evaluate, measure out whatever's left over. If because can it really be only seven liquid measures in the base of English, we need more than just seven. So if it must be, it's the original amount. Kari alei. And Rav Zuka, when he heard this from Rav Yirmiyah, he was excited. He said about him, "V'adarcha tzlach rechav advar emes v'an v'tzedek, with your splendor, succeed and ride for the sake of truth and righteous humility." It's my nami. Ner shekafse, of the lamp that went out too early. Dashin Hashem nidash l'psila. Let's say the oil became filled with ashes, or the wick itself turns to ashes. He's also what he do. Metiv v'nosim v'hashem nekemi d'vishana u'madlika. Okay. Amar Rav Huna Bereder Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Sheishes Ner Shabamikdash Shel Purakim Hava. It was piece. It was parts. Different parts. Like you could take it apart and put it back together. Kasavri Kiksev Kikar Umiksha Amenorah Veneir Seksev. Rav Sheishes held that when it says a kikar and hammered out, it was written by the menorah. It's about the menorah and its lamps, right? So the lamps were part and parcel of the actual menorah itself, and they actually were not able to be removed. They're not removable. Kevin to me by a tava, since the lamp needs cleaning up for each one, ilav de prakam have lavi mitevele. We can then come out that if the lamp were not made out of these parts, like the different parts, it wouldn't be possible to clean properly, right? Because you can't bend it down. It's impossible to clean it. Says Gemara, Meisvei Frekta Gemara. Excuse me, you mean to say that the lamps that they lit were actually part of the menorah itself? Ketaros, how is he going to clean it out? Masalka Minichambo, you would go and remove them from the menorah and leave them in the oil moed. umikancham b'sfog, he'd wipe it down with a sponge, v'nosav ha'em shemen v'adlikin, he'd put oil in and he would light them up. So clearly holds that they could be removed from the menorah. Who darmi ki haitana? No, he goes like the following. Tana was in a b'ai sechom morim loha yu mezizan osav yim koma, when cleaning the lamp, they would not move it from its place. V'chal di b'ai le lozuzah matzim izle, that implies, the way that it says like that, is that if you wanted to move it, you would be able to. Sounds like that's right. Is that the case? That's of course not, because then why did they not remove them in order to clean them properly? Read it as they wouldn't move it from his place. So it's pretty obvious that the lamps were part and parcel of the actual menorah and not a separate thing. Mal chachamim, who is the chachamim? Rabbi Eliezer. Time when the Rabbi said, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadikah, Mer Kemin Tas Shel Zav Hayala Al Gaba. There was a gold plate on top of each lamp. When he would clean out the lamp, he would push the golden plate towards its mouth. You should notice about Shaman Doko Klapi. When he would put it into the lamp, he would push the golden plate back towards its head. The lamp itself would never be removed. And we come at it like, this goes according to Rabbi Elazar of Tzadok. We'll be plugged in the Hani Tanai, and these Tanai were arguing about the same shtickle about the following machlokas. The Taiwan Tanabaisa, Menorah Nerasa, Boas, and Akikar. The menorah and its lamps came from Akikar, Akikar of gold. Vein Malkuchel, Machtosem, and Akikar, but the different parts, pieces of it were not coming from it. Menorah is a bomb in Akikar, Velon Nerasa, Malkuchel, Machtosem, Boas, and Akikar. A Makim, if you were the arguing over, by Akikar on the following post, the Taiwan Tanabaisa, Akikar Zav, Tor, Yasa Osa. Pusik says that of a kikar pure gold he shall make it. Lamad Luminor Shabam in a kikar. We're learning from a kikar. Midan the rabbis there say, what do we know to include the lamps? Tavloma Eskola Kalim Ha'ele. It says that with all of these utensils, Yachl Shani Marba Af Malkucha Machtosea, and I would think that I should also include its different parts of the menorah, Tamalomer Osa, this is it itself. Divi Rabbi Nechem, Zagzag Rabbi Nechem, Kash Rabbi Nechem, and Rabbi Nechem, it's Kash Rabbi Nechem, and Rabbi Nechem. The previous Bryce, the Bryce of before, Rabbi Nechem said that its lamps do not come from the Kikar, but here he's saying that they are included in the Kikar. If the Gemara Chaitanay believes Rabbi Nechem, it's Sutanayim in the name of Rabbi Nechem. Rabbi Shimon Mekar Chaomer, Menorah Ba'am in a Kikar. The menorah itself comes from the Kikar for Ein. Then how do we go and explain the pasukim with all of these utensils? We're going to be including what can that possibly include if only the menorah itself is made out of kikar? Shahaya kelim shel zav. It's telling us that these utensils are made out of pure gold, but not that they came from the kikar. In fact, the Gemara Zahav Behed Yiksibo says it straight up. Zahav Tahor. So why do we need another makor that these kelim have to be made out of gold? You don't need it except to teach the mouth of the lamps that also be made out of pure gold. Second, the Chamin, a whole pi neros ashkure mashra, but I would have thought that. I would have thought to say that since the mouth of the lamps became black on the Torah Chasam Amoshe Yisrael, then we care about the money of the Jewish people. Beep, turn the page. Pay Tesamanov, Alf. The Levit Zav Koldehu. And one should therefore be able to make it from whatever quality gold he wants. Kamash Balan forgot to tell you, this is with all these utensils that the mouth of the lamps also have to be out of pure gold. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.